Hey friend, welcome to the Vision Driven Health podcast, where we talk about creating a healthy lifestyle in partnership with God, according to His design. Have you ever wondered what a healthy amount of weight is to lose each week? Or perhaps what a healthy way to lose weight is? Maybe you find yourself late for events because you've changed outfits 5 times because nothing fits and you don't feel good in anything and you're just really uncomfortable in your own skin. Maybe you lack confidence in your appearance. Maybe you feel sluggish and you're just over feeling sick and tired. And when you're feeling that way, a weight loss solution that promises to be easy and quick sounds really appealing. Throw in some social proof from friends who've done it and have already lost 20, 30 pounds, and it becomes really easy to consider joining the bandwagon. In today's episode, I'm giving you specific criteria to look at to assess whether you are on a healthy weight loss journey or not. And we're going to do it using a biblical principle that I think you'll find helpful for nearly every area of your life, given the right criteria. Do you find yourself struggling to consistently implement healthy habits? Do you lack energy, confidence, and motivation because of stress, overwhelm, and shame for having not gotten it together by now? Friend, there is hope and grace for your health. Hey, I'm Robin Ryan McDonald, host of the Vision Driven Health Podcast. I'm a follower of Jesus, a wife, a mama of two, and a seminarian turned health coach. And I'm so excited that you're here. I found myself in my early 20s, captive to cravings and convenience, 20 pounds heavier, super tired, with a face full of acne. I could not figure out how to maintain healthy habits until I discovered the power of aligning my choices with God's vision. 10 years and 2 kids later, by the grace of God, I'm still prioritizing my health and feeling amazing. If you are over quick fixes and are ready to feel good in your own skin, then grab a giant water bottle and let's dive on in. Do you feel too busy to figure out a meal prep schedule, let alone actually take the time to cook your meals? Are you unsure of what to make that will actually be healthy? Do you need meals that the whole family will love? Well, friend, I got you covered. My team and I created the 20 in 20 recipe guide just for you. 20 recipes that take 20 minutes of effort or less. And these are some tasty options. And if you hate having to scroll for forever to get to the actual recipe and you're fighting the ads and you have to re-scroll and all of that, then you're really gonna like this because we made it so that all of the ingredients and instructions are pulled for you for easy viewing. You can print it, you can write notes on it, up to you. And you can grab this for completely free at visiondrivenhealth.com/resources. There are so many directions that we can go with today's topic, but I did spend some time praying about it, and the Lord, in His kindness, He directed me to a biblical concept by which we can assess a health journey and the resulting weight loss as to whether or not it's healthy. And that's just one of the cool things about God's kingdom principles. They don't just apply to things we deem spiritual. They apply to everything. An example that I love to talk about in looking at how God's kingdom principles apply to everything is forgiveness. We think of forgiveness as a relational thing, whether with God or others, or even, you know, sometimes we have to forgive ourselves. And 100%, forgiveness is that. But it also applies to all of God's creation, even your body. When you begin to nourish your body and treat it the way it's designed to be treated, it doesn't hold a grudge. Your body's not like, well, look who wants to try and get healthy after 30 years of eating terribly. Now, all of a sudden, you know, your body doesn't do that. Your body actually goes to work right away and begins to bring about healing. It's forgiving and willing. And that is just one example of how God's principles apply to everything. And hopefully that's a little nugget of hope for you if you're struggling in your health journey and you didn't know that your body actually is quite forgiving. So know that your body is designed to be forgiving and willing. Now, I want to share the principle God gave me for assessing healthy weight loss. How do we know if the way we are trying to lose weight is actually healthy? And how do we know if the way we already lost weight was healthy? Put simply, you'll know by the fruit. This concept comes from Matthew 7, where Jesus was actually talking about false prophets. And he was saying, you'll know whether or not they were a true prophet based on their fruit. But he's actually using an element of his creation and design. You can tell if a tree is healthy based on the fruit it produces or doesn't. And sometimes the reason why it doesn't produce fruit or doesn't produce good fruit is because it's unhealthy. And sometimes the reason why it's unhealthy is because of the soil, which has to do with not getting proper nutrients, or it's getting too much of one thing and not enough of another thing, which I'm totally into this right now because I am in the midst of my own soil and gardening experimentation. I am working on planting my little seedlings and, oh my goodness, trying to get the soil just right has been a challenge. It is totally testing my mindset and my capacity to learn and grow. I'm like, can this one thing just be simple and easy and guaranteed success? We're getting there. But with that said, with all the effort that I put into trying to figure out my soil, I used logs and I used leaves and I used dirt, and then we got composted horse manure. But then somebody said, oh no, watch out for this. And another person said, oh no, it's fine. And it's a lot. It's confusing. And at the end of the day, I'm like, I still don't even know if I did it right. And friend, how will I know if I set up my garden beds correctly? I'm going to know by the fruit. If my vegetables actually even grow, and when they do, if they're good. Now, I'm still new to this whole gardening thing, but at this point, I'm aware that there are a variety of ways to tell if my plant is healthy. The color of the plant itself, the way the leaves look, the way it's growing, the speed at which it's growing, the amount of food that it yields, and the quality of the food that it yields. And then when we have the food, we can assess the food for taste and other factors. Now, we can actually apply this to weight loss. So let's consider that you're on the journey trying to figure out how to lose weight. You want to get your nutrition right. You want to figure out the exercise, and you start trying. Based on your goals, you'll start to learn whether you're on track. Either you start losing weight or you don't. But the fruit is much more than whether you lose weight or not. In the same way, judging the health of a plant isn't just whether something grew or not, right? It might have grown, but it's not a healthy plant, or it might have grown, but it didn't yield any fruit or it wasn't good fruit. So I really want to emphasize that the fruit that we're assessing when it comes to weight loss isn't whether or not you've lost weight or how much weight you've lost. It's, well, I guess that is part of it, but it's your overall health and well-being. Similar to the assessments that I have for healthy plant and produce, I'm going to give you some criteria for whether your weight loss journey is healthy or not. And there are three primary categories. So if you haven't picked up a notebook and a pen, now's the time you want to do so. So the first one is mindset. The second one is or are body cues. And the third category is results. So when it comes to your mindset, you want to ask yourself a few questions. Why am I focusing on weight loss? Now, it's not wrong to focus on weight loss. And at the same time, there can be an unhealthy focus on weight loss if the reasons for it don't support your overall health and well-being, whether that's, you know, your physical health, mental, emotional, you know, in all categories. For example, you could be focusing on weight loss because you don't think you could be acceptable, lovable, or even attractive unless you're a certain weight. You could be focusing on weight loss because it feels like the only thing you can control in your life right now. You might be focusing on weight loss in such a way that you're willing to do anything to lose the weight and you want to do it as fast as possible. Or you could be focusing on weight loss for health reasons. You may even be focusing on weight loss in order to create a greater sense of health for the sake of living out your God-given vision. Knowing where your mind is regarding your weight loss journey is massive. And the most important, it's the most important for really knowing if you're on a healthy weight loss journey. You want to ask yourself, the second question you want to ask yourself is, where is God in this journey? You know, have you invited him? Are you following his directives in this? Are you seeking him in this process? And so really, just for the mindset portion, the two big questions are, why am I focusing on weight loss? And where is God in this journey? Okay, let's start talking about some body cues. That's number two. Now, this one's a little trickier because there are a lot of body cues that are not revealed for months or even years after a health journey begins. Oftentimes, people feel really good doing any kind of weight loss program, but it's really after a certain amount of time that we start to see whether or not that was actually a healthy process or not, and if the results are healthy or not. And well, you know, I've seen this where people, they start something, they think they're feeling great. They're like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. My energy's this and that and this and that. But then a few months or even a year or two later, they start having mood swings. They have a major drop in energy. They're struggling to sleep at night. And what oftentimes people don't realize is that by doing that crash diet that helped them drop 30 pounds in 1 month, that's now altered their metabolism. And because they had to use a bunch of processed food and a really restrictive caloric plan, they ended up undermining their overall health and well-being because they caused their body to have to adapt to something that their body isn't meant to thrive on. And I've seen this happen lots of times. So the fruit to assess when it comes to your actual body is really looking forward, or I guess looking backwards after it's been a few months or years. And I can tell you right now that generally, healthy weight loss is about 0.5 to 2 pounds a week, more likely to be closer to 1, which I don't, you know, doesn't get people super excited of like, okay, so 4 to 6 pounds a month. And I'm like, yeah, that could be 50 pounds by the end of the year, which 50 pounds in a year would be, I think, really exciting for a lot of people. But they hear the stories of someone dropping 20 or 30 pounds in a month or 2 months, and that sounds far more appealing. But again, we want to really look and see what the results are long term. So you, and I'll say too, it's normal when you first start something. A lot of people I'll see with clients, they'll drop like 3 to 5 pounds even within the first week. There's a lot of water weight. There's sometimes bowel movements that need to get moved through and whatnot. But after that, you should start to see things level out. And again, if you continue to see massive drops of 3 to 5 pounds a week, that's when you might be creating problems for yourself down the road. So you really do want to try your best to educate yourself and learn as much as you can about healthy approaches to weight loss, because obviously it's not even just about weight loss, because you can cut off your arm and lose 5 to 8 pounds instantly. Or you could eat very little and drop weight super quick because your body is cannibalizing muscle. The process really does matter, and you want to be nourishing your body and ultimately bringing your body into a greater place of health so that it then naturally releases excess fat. And this is actually one of the big reasons why I created the Healthy Weight Loss Academy. And when I was thinking of the title for it, I was like, oh, I guess I'll put weight loss on there, even though I really want people to get healthy so that they lose weight healthily. And I was like, okay, well, let's just call it what it is. It is healthy weight loss. And the next cohort does start May 15th. You can go to visiondrivenhealth.com and check that out. You can even sign up now if you want and set that intention to join. But what I love is I'm finishing up the last cohort right now, and it's been so cool to hear the testimonies of clients who have lost weight they thought would never come off, and the mindset shifts that they're having that have then enabled them to approach their weight loss in a healthy way that's sustainable and long-lasting. They're okay with losing 1 pound a week. They're okay with doing it in a way that is going to be incremental, but ultimately set them long-term. So when it comes to assessing your body cues, you want to start with the basics. So you're going to ask yourself, okay, how's my energy? Do I wake up refreshed? Do I have energy from the morning until lunch? Do I start to fade out right before a meal? How is my sleep? Is it, do I sleep without interruption? Do I fall asleep easily? Do I wake up in the middle of the night? Another question is, how is my focus? You know, am I able to concentrate on something without feeling confused or having that like looming brain fog? How do my joints feel? I think oftentimes how our body just generally feels. Do you feel achy? Do you feel stiff? Do you feel, you know, like your knees are creaking or things like that? What is your appetite like? If you start to notice that you're not getting hungry, you know, before all three meals, your metabolism might be slowing down significantly. If you start to feel more inflammation, like I said, that brain fog starts to come in, you're getting restless at night, your energy is up and down, it's not consistent throughout the day. You know, these are all things to consider as to whether or not the weight loss journey you're on is producing, we're talking about fruit, the fruit of a healthy body, which leads me to your last bit of criteria for healthy weight loss, and that is results. Now, I'm not just talking about whether you lose weight or not, though that is an important measurement. You want to evaluate other things like, are you losing inches? Are you gaining or losing muscle? Is your overall health improving, which I, you know, just addressed, and some of which might be assessed through blood work. It's not a bad idea to get some blood work done before you embark on an intentional health journey so that you can, you know, every 3 to 6 months, get some more blood work and see if those things are improving. I've had a lot of clients who have specifically set their goal to improve their A1C, to improve their blood pressure and get off blood pressure medications, to lower their cholesterol, get off statins and whatnot. And they have been able to successfully do that from consistency and partnering with God and implementing these sustainable, healthy habits. Probably the biggest and least popular assessment, which I've already alluded to, are the ones that you do at different time intervals. So 3 months out, 6 months out, 1 year, 5 years. In fact, a really important statistic is that most people who lose any kind of significant amount of weight, 5, 10, 20, 40, 50 pounds, within 5 years, 90% of those people gain some or all of it back. And in fact, I think the statistic might even be that they gain most of it back. So you want to consider how your body is responding, and if the method you're using is still bringing your body into a greater sense of health and well-being. All right, friend, to recap, we have assessing your mindset, asking yourself, why or what am I focused on when it comes to my losing weight, or why am I focusing on weight loss? Asking whether or not God's involved. When it comes to those body cues, the time factor is major, and being able to assess in the moment, but then also several months out, years out, really considering the process, considering, you know, your overall health and well-being. And then lastly, looking at those results, again, considering the time frames and also what kind of weight is being lost. All of these things are important to consider when it comes to assessing the fruit. Are you having healthy weight loss? And using this biblical principle of assessing the fruit. Okay, so with that said, I want to end with some encouragement based on a few things God is teaching me right now. So first, if we try and do it without God, it's missing the point. If we try and do it for God, then we're missing Him. But if we surrender our hearts to Him and we're willing to be patient, we're willing to be malleable, to grow and to change as a result of spending time with Him, then there's no way you'll miss it. Be blessed, and don't forget to snag the 20 and 20 recipe guide at visiondrivenhealth.com/resources and plan to join the next cohort of the Healthy Weight Loss Academy that starts May 13th. You can also go to visiondrivenhealth.com, sign up, plan to do it, plan to be there, and get rolling with us. Otherwise, friend, have an amazing, blessed day, and I'll talk to you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to the Vision Driven Health Podcast today. I hope this episode inspired you, supported you, and blessed you in some way. if it did, it would mean the world if you would leave a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts and share this episode on your social media. The more reviews and shares this gets, the more people can be blessed and encouraged in creating a Jesus-centered, sustainable, healthy lifestyle. If you want to hang with me and other Jesus-loving ladies who are creating healthy habits that last, be sure to join my free Facebook group, the Made Well Mastermind. Use the link in the show notes to join. Be blessed with hope, joy, and health. I'll see you next week. Again, the Vision Driven Health Podcast is under the umbrella of Mabel Health Incorporated. The content on this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not intended for medical advice. It does not take the place of medical advice or treatment from a physician. Listeners should consult their own doctor or a qualified healthcare professional for specific health concerns and questions.